This is Under Pressure, a podcast where we dive into the untold stories of entrepreneurs and business owners who have conquered adversity to achieve greatness. And now, here's your host, Nick Staton.
Welcome to Under Pressure. I'm your host, Nick Staton. I couldn't be more excited to finally get this show kicked off. It's taken us a lot of time to finally get to this point, but as we all know, with time, greatness happens. Nothing happens overnight. I'd like to take a little bit of time to explain a little bit about myself, about my business, about why I started this podcast and what to expect. A little bit about myself. I'm Nick Staton. I'm 37 years old. I was born and raised here in Georgia. I own a farm in South Fulton on 20 acres. I raise goats. I own Wet and Wild Pressure Washing. For the longest time, it was just me running Wet and Wild. I started it in 2016. Basically started it because I could never hold a job. I was always either getting laid off, getting fired, or causing conflict or something like that because of whatever the reasons were. Started my own company. Basically just washed driveways for a while. As time got on, I ended up getting into some bucket trucks and got away from pressure washing a little bit. Didn't really focus on it as much. That was in the time period of 2017 to 2019. 2020, I revamped Wet and Wild Pressure Washing, got the logo, everything, shirts, the whole ordeal. Went full in, got me a trailer set up. Didn't know exactly what I was doing. Still don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just putting one foot in front of the other and just keep on going. Every time I get a failure, I learn from it and I just keep moving. But anyways, started that and it took off. We did 84K that first year. Did that the second year. The third year, we did 184K. The fourth year, we did over a quarter million. I keep on scaling this company, but it's basically all off organic leads. Word of mouth, doing good work, explaining to your customers exactly what to expect, and over-delivering. I have a very good relationship with all my customers. I follow up with them. I make sure that if they have a need, I have a solution. With that being said, the reason that I started this show is because so many people hit me up on a daily basis wanting to know, Nick, how you do this? Nick, how you do that? Nick, how'd you get the mindset that you did? I explain a lot on Facebook. I explain a lot in my messages to people on a daily basis, just dropping them free gems. But I thought that I would take this a little bit farther and expand this out from just my mindset to other people's mindsets and how they deal with pressure. This show is built up off of mindset and pressure. And as everybody knows, we all deal with that on a daily basis. So out of this show, what you're going to expect is for us to dive deep down into other people's minds, find out exactly how they've built their company, where they've came from, how they're doing it, and how they get through the pressure of everything that happens on a daily basis. I hope every single one of you learn a lot from this. I know that I'm going to learn a lot from this by talking to other individuals, learning from them, seeing how they do things, and figuring out if there's ways that maybe somebody else is doing something that I could learn from to help out my systems. Because everybody knows that if you do not have systems in place or a routine, whatever you want to call it, you are not going to be successful. In order to be successful, you've got to figure out how to get your mindset right personally and for your business. If you are slacking in one of those places with your personal life or with your business, you're slacking in both of them. And the best thing to do that I'm starting to learn is to get out of your own way and to fire yourself from positions that you are no good at or you shouldn't be wasting your time at so that you can actually grow your company. The more that you're holding back, the more that you're not doing those things, the more you are hindering your company from growth. It's taken me a long time to learn that. I'm in the process of letting go so that this company could really scale. I see what I can do on my own, but I've added some people to the team, and I see what we can do with more than just myself. With all of this being said, I hope all of you have a blessed day. Go crush all of your goals. Don't hold yourself back. Believe in the person in the mirror and double down on that person daily in every aspect of life. Go crush it. Peace. And subscribe to my show today, baby. You know who to call, Wet and Wild.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. We sure do appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. And remember, pressure doesn't break you, it makes you. Until next time, friends.